Do you feel like you're ready for 2018? ¿Te sientes preparado para el año 2018? How many feel like you're ready? You're ready to go. ¿Estás listo? You're ready? Are you ready? Some people, well, you know, I'm ready financially, but I don't know if I'm ready physically. Tal vez con las finanzas, pero no físicamente. Or maybe you're ready physically, but not financially. Tal vez es físicamente, pero no con las finanzas. Or maybe you're ready spiritually, and that's in some other area. O tal vez espiritualmente, pero en otra área. It's a tough question to answer. Una pregunta difícil. But I want you to think about it. What do people get ready for? Maybe to warm up our minds. ¿Para qué se preparan la gente? What are things that you've seen people get ready for or you've gotten ready for? ¿Qué hay cosas que ustedes se han preparado, han visto otros que se han preparado? And you can participate. You can raise your hand and tell me. Pueden levantar la mano. Sister Carola. Marathon, right? Un maratón. Wow, that's a big one, right? Can you just show up and run a marathon? ¿Puedes de repente llegar y correr un maratón? I know I couldn't. Right? Yo sé que no puedo. And many of you are going, we know, Pastor. Sabemos. Okay? I would need to train, and I can entrenar. Okay? How many of you, has anybody here ever run a marathon? ¿Alguien aquí ha corrido un maratón? Has anybody run a half marathon? Medio maratón. Oh, Rosa, very good. Oh, Jerry in the back. Good job. Marine Corps. Hoo-hoo. Has anybody ever done at least 5 miles? You've run 5 miles. Cinco millas. You know that even 5 miles, you got to prepare for. Hasta cinco millas hay que prepararse. I remember training with another guy for weeks to run a 5 mile. Entrené con otro compañero para correr cinco millas. Our church had a competition. Nuestra iglesia tuvo competencia. The young people to raise funds, para recaudar fondos. We went and we ran over there by the Cliff House, the beach there in San Francisco. Corrimos por el Cliff House. Bellísimo, beautiful. And I finished second. Terminé en segundo lugar. Over 30 young people, más de 30. And there were other guys that were faster than me. Hay otros que eran más rápido. But I trained with the guy who won. Entrené con el que ganó. So pretty important, right? What else? Anything else coming in your mind? What else we get ready for? ¿Qué más nos preparamos? Anything else? You got ready for church this morning? That's right. Nos preparamos para venir a la iglesia, right? We get dressed, right? Nos vestimos. And we do all kinds of things. Hopefully we start praying and reading scripture. Tal vez oramos, leemos la escritura. Okay, we get ready. But you know what? If something's important, we get ready, right? Si hay algo importante, nos alistamos. What can we get ready for most? What can be most important than getting ready to live for God? ¿Qué puede ser más importante que prepararnos para vivir para Dios? That's our theme for this year. Last year it was deeper and higher. El año pasado nuestro tema del año, nuestro lema era más alto y profundo. This year it's let's get ready. Preparémonos. And that's what I want to talk about today. Today is just an introduction of things to come. Hoy solo es una introducción. You came at a good time. Vinieron a un buen tiempo. And we're basing this on 1 Peter 1:13, Primera de Pedro 1:13. Would you read with me this scripture and then we're going to pray? Lean conmigo esta escritura y vamos a orar. I took the English from the International Standard Version. Tomé el español de la Nueva Biblia Latinoamérica hoy. So it may look a little different from your translation, but I think this is a wonderful translation. It helps to highlight a point of the scripture that's going to be important for us. Y posiblemente va a ser un poquito diferente a la traducción que tengas, pero creo que esta traducción nos ayuda a hacer un hincapié sobre un punto importante para nosotros en lo que para dónde vamos a ir. Would you read with me? Everybody ready? ¿Todos están ahí? Amen. And if you need to, are we doing okay? Do we need to stretch? Everybody need to stretch? ¿Todos se tienen que estirar? Are you okay? I know, sorry, the heater wasn't working right, so it's a little colder than we expected this morning. Perdón, yo sé que la temperatura está un poquito más fría, but we can move around. Podemos movernos. I give you permission. Okay? Les doy permiso. All right. Let me read from God's word. Voy a leer de la palabra del Señor. 1 Peter 1:13, 1 Pedro 1:13. Therefore, read that underline with me. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep a clear head and set your hope completely on the grace to be given you when Jesus, the Messiah, is revealed. Ahora en español, y lean la parte subrayada conmigo. Por tanto, preparen su entendimiento para la acción. I like that word. Sean sobrios en espíritu, pongan su esperanza completamente en la gracia que se les traerá en la revelación, la manifestación de Jesucristo. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts and minds. Que el Señor bendiga la lectura de su palabra a nuestras mentes y corazones. Would you pray with me? Pueden orar conmigo. Heavenly gracious Father, you are so good. Padre Celestial, eres tan bueno. And we need you. Te necesitamos. Speak to your people. Habla con tu pueblo. For lack of plans, the people perish. Por falta de plan, el pueblo perece. But the plan we need is your plan. El plan que necesitamos es tu plan. People have so many dreams and ideas, especially as the new year comes. La gente tiene tantos sueños e ideas cuando viene un nuevo año. But Lord, to us to really live fully in this year, we know we need your plan. Para vivir a plenitud este año, Señor, necesitamos tu plan. We need your blessing. Necesitamos tu bendición. Lord, we want to give you our 2018, whatever you want to give of us of this year. Lo que sea que nos quieres dar, Señor, tenemos entregártelo de regreso este 2018. We want to live for you. We want to be ready to live for you. Queremos estar preparados para vivir para ti. Lord, help us to run this marathon of life. Ayúdanos a correr este maratón de la vida. We're going to have highs and lows. Vamos a tener altos y bajos. But Lord, if you're there with us, si estás con nosotros, we know we can make it to the finish line for your glory. Sabemos que podemos llegar al final para tu gloria. And help us this morning, wherever we are, in whatever situation we may be in. Ayúdanos cada uno en cualquier situación que estamos. Whether we've been walking with you for years, sea que hemos estado caminando contigo por años, or we're just learning about who Jesus is in the Bible, o apenas estamos escuchando de quién es Jesús y la Biblia, help us in our journey. Ayúdanos, Señor, en nuestro camino, that we would get closer to you through your grace, que nos acercamos a ti a través de tu gracia, through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, by our faith in him. Your grace taking us to faith in Christ. A través de tu gracia y por fe en Cristo Jesús. In Jesus' precious name, use your servant this morning. Usa tu siervo en el nombre de Jesús. That it would not be my words but yours. Que no sean mis palabras, pero las tuyas. Again, in the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús. And God's people say, el pueblo de Dios dice, amén. Can you say it with me? Action. Digan conmigo, acción. How many of you like action? ¿Cuántos les gustan acción? You like to live in action. Les gusta vivir en acción. You don't like to take naps just all the time. Although naps are good. Okay? No solo toman siestas todo el tiempo, aunque son buenas. Right? You like action. You like action movies. Les gusta películas con acción. You like there to be movement. You know, for there to be life, there has to be action. There has to be movement. Did you know that? Para que haya vida, tiene que haber movimiento, acción. And for there to be spiritual life, there must be action that shows and demonstrates their spiritual life. Cuando hay vida espiritual, tiene que haber acción que refleja esa vida espiritual. When Jesus comes to live in us, we cannot be the same. Cuando Jesús viene a vivir en nosotros, no podemos ser igual. The dead become alive. Los muertos se hacen vivos. Right? The old has passed away. The new has come. Lo viejo se ha pasado, ha venido lo nuevo. And yes, we will still have failures sometimes. A veces vamos a fallar. But there should be evidence of action of the Holy Spirit in us, if we're in Christ. Debe de haber evidencia de la acción del Espíritu Santo en nosotros si vive el Señor en nosotros. We need God's action in us this year. Amen. Necesitamos la acción de Dios en nosotros este año. And for us to respond through that action. Para que nosotros respondamos a través de esa acción. A lot of times people think, well, I've got to generate it. Mucha gente cree, yo lo tengo que generar. I've got to be more spiritual this year. Tengo que ser más espiritual. You know, I don't know, they're thinking, man, I got to read 50 chapters instead of 5. I don't know. Tengo que leer 50 capítulos en vez de 5. I'm going to read the whole Bible twice. Voy a leer toda la Biblia dos veces. And I'm not saying that those things aren't good. No estoy diciendo que no son buenas. But we cannot generate more spirituality on our effort. No podemos generar más espiritual en nuestro esfuerzo. We must depend on the power of God. Debemos depender del poder de Dios. So let's go to the first thing today. I've got 3 things. This is just an introduction this week. Tengo 3 cosas, solo es una introducción, of 3 things that I want us to get ready for this year. 3 cosas que quiero que nos preparemos este año. That I believe that if we get prepared this way, si nos preparamos de esta manera, we will live for the glory of God and God will do great things through our life. Vamos a vivir para Dios y vamos a ver grandes cosas del Señor a través de nuestra vida si hacemos esto prioridades. So this is one I touched on at the end of last year. How many of you remember? ¿Cuántos recuerdan que toqué sobre esto el año pasado, al final? Okay, good, couple people. So the first thing is, to get ready, we need to worship God. Para prepararnos, tenemos que adorar a Dios. We need to worship God. Hay que adorar a Dios. You want to be more spiritual? ¿Quieres ser más espiritual? Worship God. Adora a Dios. He is the power source. Es la fuente del poder. It's so important that we understand that. We must worship God. Tenemos que adorar a Dios. Look with me to John 4:24. Miren conmigo Juan 4:24. And we won't spend a lot of time, but I'm going to remind you of some things. And next week we'll get more into the text in different ways, including the background of 1 Peter chapter 1. En la semana que viene vamos a entrar más al fondo del texto y Primera de Pedro 1. I'm not ignoring the context for all of you great exegetes out there, okay? No estoy ignorando el contexto, pero los que son buenos para exegir la palabra. But this is something I want to emphasize for the year. Quiero enfatizarlo para el año. As the text has encouraged us, right? Prepare your minds for action. Preparen su entendimiento, su mente para la acción. So what's the first thing? How about worshiping God, adorando a Dios? Because here it goes in John 4:24. Juan 4:24. How many of you are there? ¿Cuántos están ahí? Rapidísimos. You guys are so quick. You're so quick. And I really love it when we turn in our Bibles. Me encanta cuando buscamos nuestra Biblia. And if you have your phone and you want to use that, that's as long as you're not watching a movie or something on there, okay? Si quieren usar tu teléfono para mirar la Biblia, pero no estén texteando y mirando películas. Okay? Not now. Oh, you guys were so serious when I said that. Qué serios estaban. Okay. Hope I didn't catch anybody. Okay. John 4:24. Juan 4:24. God is spirit, and his worshipers must what? Worship in spirit and in truth. En 24. Dios es espíritu, y quienes lo adoran, ¿cómo lo deben adorar? Deben hacerlo en espíritu y verdad. Wow. We're not going to do the whole sermon from last time. No vamos a hacer todo el sermón. But it's so important that we understand that worshiping God is not about the location or external things. Adorar a Dios no se enfoca en el local o las cosas externas. It starts with an internal response to God's revelation. Comienza con algo interno, una respuesta a la revelación de Dios. How many of you have experienced God's revelation in your life? ¿Cuántos han experimentado la revelación de Dios? Gloria a Dios. Praise the Lord. I would not be standing here if God had not revealed himself to me through his word. Yo no estuviera aquí parado si Dios no se hubiera revelado a mí a través de su palabra. It is amazing what happens when we suddenly know who God is. Es increíble lo que sucede cuando nos damos cuenta quién es Dios. Before, we were just living life for whatever reason. Estamos viviendo la vida para cualquier razón. Some people just living for the material. Algunos para el material. Some for pleasure. Algunos para el placer. Some because, hey, that's what you do. You work hard and you have kids and whatever. Obligations. Algunos por obligación, por tener hijos, casarse, lo que sea. But then we meet the living God. Conocemos al Dios viviente and nothing is the same. Ya no, no, nada es igual. Because we realize that this life is so much more. Nos damos cuenta que esta vida es mucho más. Have you ever been somewhere where you walk by and you don't notice something? ¿Has estado en algún lugar que tú caminas y no notas algo? Have you ever had that experience where you walk by somewhere day after day, día tras día, and all of a sudden one day you see it? De repente un día lo ves. You had never seen it before. Nunca lo habías visto. Has that ever happened to somebody? ¿La ha sucedido? You know, that happens to me quite a bit. A mí me sucede mucho. I think I have tunnel vision. Tengo visión de túnel. A lot of guys are like that. You know, we focus, nos enfocamos, and we don't look around, no miramos alrededor. And I'm amazed at the things I'll see. You know, I'm at the prison. I volunteered at the prison the last 12 years. He sido voluntario en la prisión los últimos 12 años. And there's a place where we walk up from the lower yard. Hay un lugar que nos venimos de la yarda de abajo. And we walk up y caminamos para arriba. And I've walked by there tons of times. He caminado ahí muchas veces. And all of a sudden, the group of guys that we play basketball, they stop. El grupo de los basquetbolistas que voy con ellos se paran. And I'm like, what are they doing? And he said, look, mira. And they have there an old cell. Just an old cell from way back, like tons of years ago. And it's there so that people can see what it used to look like. Hay una celda que dejaron ahí para que la gente mirara cómo se miraba años atrás. I never noticed it before until this last year when they told me. Nunca lo había notado hasta este año que pasado que me dijeron. What's the point? That many people live life and they don't notice the greatness of God. They don't notice that there's a design and a designer and something more. Muchos viven la vida y no se dan cuenta de la grandeza de Dios, del diseño de Dios. Y si hay un diseño, hay un diseñador. I'm glad that you're here today, and I hope that it's because you have come to notice how great God is. Estoy tan contento que estás aquí. Es mi esperanza que es porque has notado qué grande es el Señor. And that life is empty without Him in the middle. Que la vida es vacía sin que Él esté en el centro. I want to encourage us to worship God in spirit and in truth. And when we worship God in truth, that's based on the revelation of His word. Cuando adoramos al Señor en la verdad, es a través de la revelación de su palabra. You know, emotions are okay, but it shouldn't be what drives us. Las emociones están bien, pero no debería de ser lo que nos conduce. Because you're going to have days where you feel like worshiping God, and days you don't. Vas a tener días que sientes el deseo de adorar a Dios y otros días no. Because you're human, eres humano. True worship is not focused on feelings. It's focused on who God is. Amen? La verdadera adoración no se enfoca en los sentimientos, pero quién es Dios. And what He's promised, y lo que Él ha prometido. And what He's revealed, y lo que Él ha revelado. So you want to get closer to God? Get closer in His Word. ¿Quieres acercarte más a Dios? Acércate más en su palabra. Eat more of God's Word. Coma más de su palabra. Read with me Luke 10:27. Lucas 10:27. I'm so excited because I believe that if we worship God more and more in spirit and truth, we're going to get ready for Him to do big things. Estoy tan emocionado porque yo creo que si adoramos al Señor más en espíritu y en verdad, vamos a ver grandes cosas. Part of worship is prayer. Parte de la adoración es la oración. Talking to God, listening to God, hablando con Dios, escuchando a Dios. People sometimes think that prayer is just a Christmas list, a gift list, a wish list. Algunos creen que la oración es para conseguir cosas. Prayer is to listen to God. It's to talk to God from your heart. La oración es escuchar a Dios y hablar de tu corazón. But another important part of, I think, worship is what it says here in Luke 10:27. Otra parte muy importante de la adoración es lo que dice Lucas 10:27. Everybody there? ¿Todos ahí? He answered, Jesus speaking, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Como respuesta, Jesús dijo, ama al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con todo tu ser, con todas tus fuerzas y con toda tu mente, y ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. You know, to sum it up, worship is loving God. La adoración es amar a Dios. Have you ever loved somebody? ¿Has amado a alguien? Somebody. Yeah, un poquito. And when you love them, is it kind of like, I guess. Cuando los amas es como que, un poco. Or when you love somebody, is it like, wow. O cuando amas es algo increíble. When you love somebody, do you want to spend a little time with them? Cuando amas a alguien, ¿quieres estar un poquito de tiempo con ellos? I guess, give me an hour a week. Una hora a la semana. How many of you would be satisfied if somebody, the person that you're thinking right now, that you loved, esa persona que estás pensando que has amado, how many of you would be satisfied to say, oh, I'd be great with 1 hour a week with them, una hora a la semana con ellos? Nobody, right? Give me as much time as I can with them, right? Dame todo el tiempo. I want as much time with them. Quiero todo el tiempo con ellos. Well, guess what? That's what it is to love God. Eso es amar a Dios. We want more time with Him. Queremos más tiempo con él. Quiero más tiempo con el Señor. More time with God. We need to ask the Lord to help us to love Him more. Ayúdame, Señor, a amarte más. It's funny how easily we love people, and it's understandable. We see them physically. Es tan interesante cómo amamos a la gente. Yo sé, los vemos físicamente. But think about He who is behind the creation, even that person you love. Piensa el que está detrás de la creación, el que ha creado esa persona. How much more should we love the Creator? ¿Cuánto más deberíamos de amar el Creador? See, people are going to come and go, but God will always be. La gente va a venir y se va a ir, pero Dios siempre va a estar. Doesn't mean we shouldn't love people, but we should love God first. Amen? No significa que no deberíamos de amar a la gente, pero deberíamos de amar a Dios primero. Do you love Him with all that you have? Because that's what this says. ¿Lo amas con todo lo que tienes? Porque así dice. And if not, I want to challenge you to confess that to the Lord, that you haven't been loving Him with all. And ask Him to help you. Say, Lord, I want to love you more. And you know what? He will help you. Confiésalo si no has amado al Señor así, y pídale al Señor que te ayude a amarlo más. Señor, quiero amarte más de corazón. The second thing that I want to encourage us this year is to keep growing. Este año quiero animarnos a seguir creciendo. I think we grew a lot last year. Crecimos bastante. Not necessarily numeric. No necesariamente numéricamente. Although we experienced 5 baptisms. Experimentamos 5 bautismos. For a small church in Marin, praise the Lord, right? Una iglesia pequeña Marin, gloria al Señor. There were people, yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's really praise the Lord. Vamos a adorar al Señor. Thank you. You know? Last week, someone came forward, gave their life to the Lord. Alguien vino la semana pasada y se entregó al Señor. 3 weeks before that, somebody else. Alguien 3 semanas antes. But I think we grew spiritually as well. Crecimos espiritualmente. You know, one of the marks that you're growing spiritually is your love for God. Una de las marcas de alguien creciendo espiritualmente es su amor por Dios. Is your willingness to be able to open up your heart. Es tu deseo de abrir tu corazón. Generosity, la generosidad. God is generous. Dios es generoso. We must also reflect that. And when we talk about generosity, sometimes people always think, the first thing they think is, we're talking about money. Mucha gente piensa, primeramente estamos hablando de Dios. I'm talking about your time, tu tiempo. Are we generous with our time? ¿Somos generosos con nuestro tiempo? With God, with the people of God, con Dios, con el pueblo de Dios. Those are things that we need to think about. And would you read with me 2 Peter 3:18? Lean conmigo 2 de Pedro 3:18. It's after the book of James, then 1 Peter. 2 Peter 3, 18. 2 de Pedro 3, 18. Everybody there? Amen? But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. To him be glory both now and forever. Más bien crezcan en la gracia y en el conocimiento de nuestro Señor y Salvador Jesús. A él sea la gloria ahora, ahora y para siempre. Amén. We need to grow in God's grace. Tenemos que crecer en la gracia del Señor. And it's so important. And how do we do that? In the knowledge of who the Lord is. El conocimiento de quién es Jesús. And how do you know Jesus more? You know him through the word. Lo conoces más a través de la palabra. It's so important that we grow in God's grace daily. Es importante que sigamos creciendo en su gracia. You know what grace is? It's a gift given that is not deserved. La gracia es un regalo que se da que no es merecido. How many of you have ever gotten a gift you didn't receive? A gift you didn't deserve. ¿Cuántos han recibido un regalo que no merecían? Amen. The greatest of all is Jesus dying for us. El más grande es Jesús que murió por nosotros. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. De tal manera Dios amó el mundo que él dio a su Hijo unigénito. Que todo aquel que cree en él no perezca, mas tenga vida eterna. Have you experienced that grace? ¿Has experimentado esa gracia? The Lord wants us to keep growing in that grace. And you know what that means? Is that the more we get of it, we give it away. El Señor quiere que sigamos creciendo en esa gracia. Entonces, entre más recibimos de la gracia de Dios, debemos de dárselo a alguien más. How many of you have given somebody a gift this last year that they didn't deserve? ¿Cuántos de ustedes le han dado un regalo a alguien que no merecieron? They weren't necessarily nice to you, no eran bondadosos contigo. You haven't known them necessarily, tal vez no los conocías. But they needed something, ellos necesitaban algo, and you gave it to them out of the love of Christ. Y tú se lo entregaste por el amor de Cristo. That's a way of growing. Is that what we receive, we give. Lo que recibimos, lo damos. But it's not just material things. No solo son cosas materiales. How many of you have received something from God through his word this last year and you passed it on to somebody else? ¿Cuántos de ustedes recibieron algo en la palabra de Dios este año y se lo entregaron a alguien más? That's how you grow in the grace of God. What he gives, you give it away. Lo que él te da, tú lo das a alguien más. We don't keep it to ourselves. No lo guardamos. Unfortunately, sometimes we do this. We get, and we don't share. Recibimos y recibimos y no compartimos. The Lord wants us to grow in his grace daily. Él quiere que crezcamos en su gracia diariamente. Read with me Ephesians 4:15. Efesios 4:15. Go back a little bit. Regresa un poquito. And God's word says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. Más bien, al vivir la verdad con amor, creceremos hasta ser en todo como aquel que es la cabeza, es decir, Cristo. You know what the Father wants? He wants to make us more like Jesus every day. ¿Sabe qué quiere el Padre? nos quiere hacer más a la semejanza de Jesús cada día. He wants us to grow up. Quiere que crezcamos. How many of you have baby pictures? ¿Cuántos de ustedes tienen fotos de cuando eran bebés? You guys are so shy today. Están como tímidos hoy. You're making me laugh. You've got those pictures, right, that you're like, no, mom, put those away, right? Mamá, esconda esas fotos. You don't want anybody to see them, right? No quiere que nadie lo vea. Okay? No, I don't want people to see me naked. No quiero que me vean desnudo. Okay? Maybe you were a cute baby. Tal vez eras bien muñeco cuando eras un bebé. Quieres que todo el mundo lo vea. Or maybe you were so cute you want everybody to see. But let me tell you, do you still look like that baby today? ¿Todavía te miras como ese bebé? Maybe a little bit, right? Un poquito. Maybe that freckle right here. Esa marquita aquí. Or maybe if you were round like me, maybe you're still a little round. Si fuiste un poquito redondito como yo, todavía un poquito redondito eres. But let me tell you, you have grown, right? Has crecido. And God wants you to grow spiritually. Did you know that? Dios quiere que tú crezcas espiritualmente. And part of that is desiring for more responsibility in God's family. Parte de eso es desear más responsabilidad en la familia de Dios. How many of you, as you got older, you wanted your parents to give you less responsibilities? ¿Cuántos querían menos responsabilidad cuando estaban creciendo? You didn't want the responsibility of driving. No querían la responsabilidad de manejar. You're like, oh, let somebody else drive. Alguien más que maneje. No, you wanted to drive, right? Yes, querían manejar, right? You wanted privileges. Querían privilegios. But one of the things we have to learn in God's family is we don't just have privileges, we have responsibilities. No solo tenemos privilegios en la familia, tenemos responsabilidades. And when you're growing in God's grace, you're willing to take on responsibility for God's glory and to see the family of God grow. Cuando estás creciendo en la gracia de Dios, estás dispuesto a tomar más responsabilidad para la gloria de Dios y la bendición de la familia. Grow in God's grace through love. And guess what? Sometimes part of love is tough love. Parte del amor es difícil, es duro. Because sometimes we have to hear the truth about something that's not great about us. What? A veces hay que escuchar la verdad de algo de nosotros que no es tan bueno de nosotros. We all have things that we need to grow, right? Tenemos todas cosas que hay que crecer, ¿no? Do we all have rough edges? ¿Todos tenemos esas partes de nosotros que no están completamente como deben ser? Are we willing to be encouraged by another brother or sister in the Lord to work on that area with God's help? ¿Estamos dispuestos a ser animados con amor, por un hermano o hermana en algo que debemos de crecer con la ayuda del Señor? I hope that we are. Mi esperanza es que sí. Because you know what some people are? Oh, I can't believe you told me that. No puedo creer que me dijo eso. And sometimes you won't even tell it to the person. You'll tell somebody else. Ni le decimos a la persona, le decimos a alguien más. I can't believe that. No lo puedo creer. But we all have to grow. Todos tenemos que crecer. Even the pastor. Aún el pastor. Lord, how can I grow this year in some area that I'm weak? Señor, ¿cómo puedo crecer este año en un área que estoy débil? I'll confess one to you. My eating. Mi comida, I need to eat healthier for the glory of God. Yo tengo que comer más saludable para la gloria de Dios. I've got to lose some weight. Tengo que perder peso. It hurts. Duele. But I have to take care of my temple for God. Tengo que cuidar más mi templo para Dios. I have to make changes. Tengo que hacer cambios. I've got to do a little more. Tengo que hacer un poco más. Now, you know, it's funny. It doesn't mean that I don't do any of it. No significa que no trato. Because some of you are like, oh, man, do you even try, Pastor? ¿Tratas? Of course I do. Por supuesto. But you know what? I need encouragement. Necesito ánimo. I need prayer. Necesito oración. And I need sometimes to walk with somebody else or run with somebody else. A veces necesito caminar con alguien más y correr. Because there's days where I don't want to do it on my own. Hay días que no lo quiero hacer. I wake up and I go, ugh. Oh, me duele. But I've got to make an effort. Tengo que hacer un esfuerzo. And sometimes dessert, got to push dessert away. Tengo que apartar el postre, etc. Why do I say what I'm saying? To encourage you. We all have struggles. Todos tenemos luchas. We don't have to stay the same. No tenemos que mantenernos igual. With the help of God, we can grow in His grace in any part of our life for His glory. Amen? En cualquier cosa que estamos luchando, podemos crecer. No tenemos que quedarnos igual. Con la ayuda del Señor, podemos crecer. With the help of God's family, con la ayuda de la familia de Dios. But you know why a lot of times we're going to fail? Because we think we have to do it by ourselves. La razón que fracasamos y pensamos que lo tenemos que hacer solitos. But God did not make us to be islands. He made us to be a family. Dios no nos hizo para ser islas, pero una familia. That verse, Acts 2:47, quickly. Hechos 2:47, rapiditamente. I do believe that God wants us to grow spiritually, and we will get into that in other times, more detailed even.
Creo que el Señor quiere que crezcamos espiritualmente y vamos a entrar en eso en otros momentos también que vienen.
But I think He wants us to grow numerically too. Yo creo que Él quiere que crezcamos numéricamente. And we read in Acts 2:47 and Hechos 2:47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Alabando a Dios y disfrutando de la estimación general del pueblo, y cada día el Señor añadía al grupo los que iban siendo salvos.
Isn't it interesting how worship is connected there with growth, spiritual, numeric growth?
¿No es interesante la conexión entre la adoración y el crecimiento numérico?
As they worshiped God, mientras adoraban al Señor, as they fell more in love with God, mientras se enamoraban más con Dios, the power of God moved, el poder de Dios se movía, and more people were touched by God because they saw the love of God. Más gente eran tocadas por Dios porque miraban el poder y el amor de Dios. The people, the community could see something different. La comunidad miraba algo diferente. And they said, I want that. Yo quiero eso. What is that? His name is Jesus. ¿Qué es eso? Su nombre es Jesús.
People will come to know Jesus as we fall more in love with God.
La gente va a venir a los pies de Cristo porque van a ver cuánto nos estamos enamorando más con Dios.
And you know, a person who falls deeper in love with God is a better version of themselves that they could ever be without that.
La persona que se enamora más de Dios es una mejor versión de ellos que pudieran ser sin Dios.
Do you want to be a better version of you for the glory of God?
¿Quieres ser una versión, mejor versión de ti para la gloria de Dios?
So that others will fall in love with Jesus, para que otros se enamoren con Jesús. It's so important that we grow in the grace of God.
Es tan importante que crezcamos en la gracia de Dios.
The final thing that I want to encourage us this year. I've talked about worshiping God. He hablado de adorar a Dios. Talked about continuing to grow, continuando de crecer in His grace, en su gracia. And now, serve with love. Servir con amor.
Hebrews 9:14. Hebreos 9:14.
How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God.
Si esto es así, cuanto más la sangre de Jesús, quien por medio del Espíritu Eterno se ofreció sin mancha a Dios, purificará nuestra conciencia de las obras que conducen a la muerte, a fin de que sirvamos al Dios viviente.
The Holy Spirit has come. El Espíritu Santo ha venido. Jesus has made the sacrifice. Jesús ha hecho el sacrificio. So that by faith in Jesus, por fe en Jesús, we can serve the living God.
A través de fe en Jesús podemos servir al Dios viviente.
How many of you know that you serve the living God?
¿Cuántos saben que sirven al Dios viviente? You know, there is no greater calling than to serve God. No hay llamado más alto que servir a Dios. Some of you might be saying, but he hasn't called me to be a pastor. No me ha llamado ser pastor. He hasn't even called me to be a missionary or misionero. But let me tell you, the first calling is the call to salvation. El primer llamado es el llamado a la salvación. And if you have been called to follow Jesus, si has sido llamado a seguir a Jesús, part of your calling is to serve God. Parte de tu llamamiento es servir a Dios. And God has given everyone different gifts and talents. Dios le ha dado a todos diferentes dones y talentos. And we will be going into gifts and talents very soon. What those are. Vamos a hablar de los dones y talentos. But let me tell you, you need to serve God with what he's given you. Tienes que servir a Dios con lo que te ha dado. You know what the problem is today? People are serving themselves with what God has given them. El problema hoy es que la gente se está sirviendo a ellos mismos con lo que Dios les ha dado. God has called you to serve him. Dios te ha llamado a servirlo. You may not know exactly what that is now. Tal vez no sabes qué es, but you should serve him, pero lo debes de servir. Because he is worthy. Él lo merece. How are you serving the Lord? ¿Cómo estás sirviendo al Señor? Praise the Lord. Ask the Lord to help you. Lord, how do you want me to serve? Señor, ¿cómo quieres que yo sirva? Galatians 5:13, Galatas 5:13. Just a couple books, a little bit before. A little more than a couple, but just a little bit before we were in Hebrews. Un poquito antes de Hebreos. Galatians 5:13. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Les hablo así, hermanos, porque ustedes han sido llamados a ser libres, pero no se valgan de esa libertad para dar rienda suelta a sus pasiones. Más bien, sírvanse unos a otros con amor. Can you tell your neighbor, serve with love? Dile a tu vecino, sirva con amor. Serve with love. Amen. Serve with love. Serve with love. Some of you didn't have a neighbor, so I'm trying to help out. Sirva con amor. Dímelo. Amen. You got to tell the pastor too. It's not automatic. No es automático. I need to be reminded too. Yo también tengo que ser recordado. Because you know what? You can serve without love. Did you know that? Puede servir sin amor. How many of you like being served without love? ¿Cuánto les gusta ser servido sin amor? There it is. Ahí te va. Right? Nobody likes to be served without love. Nadie le gusta ser servido con amor. When you serve with love, you want to do something. Cuando sirves con amor, quieres hacer algo. My brother, can I give you this bulletin? Hermano, le puedo dar esto. There are so many ways to serve others with love. Hay tantas maneras de servir a los demás con amor. You can give a ride with love. Puedes dar un jalón con amor. You can give a phone call with love. Puedes hacer una llamada con amor. You can help somebody move with love. Even though 12 hours later your back hurts. Puedes ayudar a alguien a moverse con amor, aunque 12 horas después te duele la espalda. There are so many ways to serve others with love. Hay tantas maneras de servir a los demás con amor. And you know, when you do that, the love of God flows through you and touches them. Cuando haces eso, el amor de Dios fluye por ti y los toca. You give room for the power of God. Das apertura para el poder de Dios. But if we just serve out of obligation, si solo servimos por obligación, it's empty, es vacío. It won't have the power of God's love. No va a tener el poder del amor de Dios. To transform, para transformar. Serve with love. I pray that our church, I'm so thankful because so many here, I see a servant's heart. Tantos tienen corazón de siervo. I'm so thankful for that. Estoy tan agradecido. We need more of that. Necesitamos más de eso. The pastor gets tired. Se cansa el pastor. I can't be everywhere at all times. I'd like to be, but I can't. I'm not the Holy Spirit. Yo me canso. No puedo estar en todas partes todo el tiempo. No soy el Espíritu Santo. But guess what? Together, man, we can be a lot of hands and feet for Jesus. Pero juntos podemos ser muchas manos y pies para el Señor Jesús. I invite you to be a part of that. Te invito que seas parte. And lastly, let's read Matthew 23, 11. Leamos Mateo 23, 11. The greatest among you will be your servant. El más importante entre ustedes será siervo de los demás. Jesus came as a servant. Jesús vino como un siervo. He came to serve. Él vino a servir. If Jesus got on his feet and washed dirty feet, si Jesús se arrodilló y limpió pies sucios, a job that nobody wanted in that time, un trabajo que nadie quería, who are we not to dirty our hands and to serve one another? ¿Quiénes somos para no ensuciarnos las manos y servirnos? Service is not about convenience. It's about love. El servir no se trata de conveniencia, se trata de amor. It's about sacrifice. Se trata de sacrificio. Would you be willing to serve the Lord this year with that love, or to ask him at least, help me, Lord? ¿Estás dispuesto a servir el amor con ese amor al Señor este año y pedirle al Señor, ayúdame a servir más? Don't ever think that you're too young or too old to serve. Nunca pienses que eres demasiado anciano o joven para servir. Anybody can serve. Cualquiera puede servir. I've seen children serve with love. He visto a niños servir con amor. I've seen older people serve with love. He visto ancianos servir con amor. Sometimes it's just praying for somebody. A veces solo es orar por alguien más. If you can pick up a phone, if you can open up your heart, you can serve. Puedes agarrar un teléfono, puedes abrir tu corazón. Si puedes abrir tu corazón, tú puedes servir. I want us to pray for a moment as we get prepared for the Lord's Supper. Quiero que oremos por un momento mientras nos preparamos.